I may be wrong, but I think many people are a little confused about how and why you need to think about pillar and cornerstone content on your website. So today on the Mix, Sizzle, and Shake Your Business Broadcast podcast, I'm going to help you figure it out. The thing is, you'll constantly be reviewing, updating, and evolving when it comes to your website. But do you have your anchor pages and content aligned to both deliver your central business message and position your website for digital recognition and results? Whew! That seems like a lot. What it comes down to is this. Is your brand message delivered consistently and with clarity throughout your site? And does your website perform? Performance is measured in a lot of different ways, honestly. And the performance you're going to be most focused on depends on your unique business and goals. Still, the foundation of most sites, no matter the site's purpose, is pillar content. Like the pillars on a porch, your pillar content is a framework of key subjects or topics supporting your digital presence as a whole. Some people think of it as an umbrella under which all your content falls. Building out from your pillars, your cornerstone content pieces then are like the foundational blocks. Usually, you want your cornerstones to be pages and not posts. But interestingly, done correctly, your cornerstone pages are often the most shared and visited. You should link to these pages from posts often, which is one way you can give them more juice. For the most favorable results, I recommend your cornerstone content work is always well-made and well-produced. I also not only recommend, but urge you keep your cornerstone content pages updated so they always stay current. In other words, when you create cornerstone content, you want to keep these tips in mind. First, if possible, craft cornerstone content from evergreen content topics. What this means is making sure your subject matter and topics for cornerstone pages is always fresh or currently accurate. To do this, it's important to constantly update these pages as one way to stay evergreen. And secondly, the other part is to carefully plan topics. Pick topics that, while significant to your pillar themes, also deliver big relevance to your audience. The subject matter, in other words, is the kind that remains relevant over time and also addresses your overarching themes, those pillars. With these two points in mind, staying evergreen and maintaining audience centricity, my next and biggest tip is this. Do your due diligence, like a little research, keyword planning, play with Ask the Public, swish the info around and find some things out and put it in your mind with some thought and intention, and then go out at it with a set strategy. In the next segment, I'll give you all the steps you need, a planning guide, if you will, for creating cornerstone content for your website. There is a formula. So go ahead and mix, sizzle, and shake your business, but give your website some solid pillar and cornerstone support. Okay? Thanks for listening, and I'll give you a little research link also. Have a great day.